All right, everybody, jumping back into the future of healthcare. Remember our talk about that global health event over in Riyadh?
Yeah, the one with that fascinating Q&A session on digital pathology. Lots of buzz around that.
Professor Zohair Alwan, right? I think I've still got my notes from our last deep dive on that somewhere.
Right here, digital pathology, Professor Alwan, the whole thing.
Perfect. So we're diving even deeper this time, really unpacking this digital revolution that's happening in pathology.
It's incredible what's happening. It really feels like we're on the cusp of a new era in medicine.
Absolutely. And I know a lot of our listeners are just as fascinated by cutting-edge healthcare as we are. So no time to waste. Let's break it down. What exactly is digital pathology? I have to admit, my mental image of a pathologist still involves a microscope and those little glass slides.
You're not alone there. But that image is rapidly changing. Basically, imagine taking those glass slides, those thin slices of tissue samples, and converting them into incredibly high-resolution digital images.
Okay, so instead of physically looking through a microscope, pathologists are looking at these images on a computer screen.
Exactly. And here's the thing. It's not just about convenience, although that's a huge factor. Mm. We're talking about a fundamental shift in how diagnoses are made. Think about it. Instead of physically shipping slides around, which can take days or even weeks, we can now share these digital images instantly with specialists anywhere in the world.
Wow, I can see how that would be game-changing for patients, especially in remote areas or if they need a rare specialist. But does this digital approach actually lead to better healthcare?
That's the real question, and the research is incredibly promising. One study looking at breast cancer diagnosis found that using digital pathology actually reduced errors by 15% compared to traditional methods.
15%, that's a significant improvement. And I'm assuming when it comes to something as serious as cancer diagnosis, accuracy is everything.
Precisely. But as with any new technology, especially in healthcare, there are challenges.
Right, and I know we had flagged some articles about that, specifically about the potential hurdles of implementing these new technologies.
You're right. It's not just a matter of buying new computers and software. There are huge logistical challenges, like creating standardized workflows for digital pathology, ensuring that these images are stored securely and that patient privacy is protected. And of course, there's the whole aspect of training pathologists to use these new digital tools effectively.
Makes sense. It's kind of like getting a fancy new phone, right? All the features are exciting, but you still need to learn how to use them effectively.
A perfect analogy. And just like mastering a new phone, the payoff here is huge. Imagine a world where specialists from all over the globe can collaborate on a patient's case in real time just by accessing these digital images. That's the potential here.
That's pretty mind-blowing. And speaking of game changers, we can't talk about the future of healthcare without talking about artificial intelligence. So how does AI fit into all of this? Is it true that AI could eventually replace pathologists altogether?
That's the million-dollar question, and it's something that's being debated a lot. But honestly, it's not about replacement. It's about empowerment. AI is an incredibly powerful tool, but it's just that, a tool. Think of it like giving a pathologist a super-powered assistant.
An assistant that can analyze thousands of images in the blink of an eye. Maybe even spot things that a human might miss.
Exactly. AI excels at analyzing huge data sets, like these massive collections of digital pathology images. It can detect subtle patterns, flag potential abnormalities, and basically save pathologists countless hours of manual review.
Okay, so it's like having a super efficient colleague who can sort through all the data and highlight the things that need the most attention.
Precisely. But the pathologist remains absolutely crucial in this process. They are the ones interpreting the data, considering the patient's medical history, and ultimately making the diagnosis and treatment decisions.
That makes sense. You still need that human element, that intuition and experience, to really make sense of the big picture.
Absolutely. Especially when you're dealing with complex cases, human oversight is essential.
Now, you mentioned earlier the idea of specialists collaborating from all over the world. That reminds me a lot of telemedicine. But instead of consulting on patients remotely, they're consulting on, well, cells, I guess.
Exactly. It's called telepathology, and it's a game changer, especially for people in underserved areas. It basically uses these digital platforms to connect patients who might not have access to specialized care with experts located anywhere in the world. So let's say you have a patient in a rural community who needs a diagnosis from a specialist who's thousands of miles away. Telepathology makes that possible.
That's incredible. We're really talking about democratizing access to top-tier medical expertise, regardless of where someone lives.
Absolutely. And that's the beauty of this technology, its ability to level the playing field when it comes to healthcare.
So looking ahead now, what does the future hold for pathology? If we were to fast forward to, say, 2030, what kind of advancements might we see?
Oh, we are talking hyper-personalized medicine. Imagine treatments tailored to your unique genetic makeup. Diagnoses made faster and more accurate than we can even imagine right now, and targeted therapies that are incredibly effective with far fewer side effects.
It sounds like something out of a science fiction novel, but it's becoming a reality.
Exactly. And digital pathology is a huge part of making that a reality. It really is an exciting time to be in this field.
Absolutely. It's incredible to think about the possibilities, and it sounds like digital pathology is paving the way for a future where healthcare is more precise, more personalized, and accessible to people all over the world.
And that's a future worth striving for.
Couldn't agree more. And there you have it, a glimpse into the future of pathology. From faster diagnoses to global collaboration and the incredible power of AI, digital pathology is poised to revolutionize healthcare as we know it.
I'm excited to see what the future holds.
Me too. And who knows, maybe in a few years we'll be looking back on this conversation and it'll seem like we were talking about something totally commonplace.
Wouldn't that be something?
It sure would. But for now, we'll keep you updated on all the latest breakthroughs right here on your favorite deep dive into the future of healthcare.
I'll be here.
Awesome. Until next time, everybody, keep those questions coming. And thanks for listening.